Just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast. With us today we have Simon, Henrik and myself, Håkon. We will start with a beer called Austmann Coffee Porter and see what it tastes like.
It says on the box it's a breakfast porter.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think I've tried a coffee porter before.
Only coffee?
Only porter. Coffee stout.
Coffee porter.
Yeah. This is not my cup of tea, I already
No,
sense.
It's a glass of beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugh. I mean, first of all, the can, the beer can, is really ugly. With two sad trolls on it.
Yeah, Siamese troll.
Yeah.
One body, two heads. Isn't that the famous band?
Siamese troll.
One body, two heads.
Yeah, yeah, one body, two troll hands. Yeah, too funny. Yeah, you are the professional guy, sir. So why don't you enlighten me on what
it
this
was,
is?
It was a bit too sweet, I think, but...
I agree. I wouldn't have this for breakfast.
No. I want to seem to think there's lactose in it, so...
Yeah, it's milky.
It's just too sweet, but it doesn't seem like it. And there seems like there's chocolate in it as well.
Hmm. So at what time of the day would you have this, Henrik?
What time is it now? 3 to 9 at the evening?
Yeah. No, that seems about the right time. It was... should have been a bit more burnt. But it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of neither porter or coffee, and I don't think I've ever tasted a mashup, coffee beer that I enjoyed. So, yeah, this one's mostly yours, I think.
But this is more—it's more chocolate than coffee as well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that they added chocolate. It says aroma. That's always disturbing when you see on a beer.
Yeah. My aroma.
Yeah, it's a bit too sweet, I think, as well. This type of like roasted and coffees, like stouts and stuff, I really enjoy to if you have like a chocolate dessert. But this is too sweet to have something sweet with it. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a dessert in liquid form.
Breakfast dessert.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Norwegian brand, isn't it?
Yes.
Austmann.
From Trondheim, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yes. Yeah, says Trondheim. Isn't that where one body, two troll heads from?
I have not heard of that band, but...
I see a connection.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, why did you choose our next topic, Simon, the album for today?
The album I chose was Piledriver's Metal Inquisition. And why? I enjoy the album a lot. It's a weird thing, you know. Already when you have the cover in your hands, the what the fuck lamps are blinking like crazy.
Yeah,
and yeah, it kind of doesn't. They don't slow down when you put on tracks like "Sex with Satan" and. Yeah, it's a fantastic album, and it's dorky as hell, and yeah, I can't. And judging by the cover they choose and the kind of line that they choose to the level they choose to operate on, I can't believe that they don't. Do this with some humor and some self.
It must be some humor involved here.
Yeah, yeah, because yeah, the whole record.
It starts very hair metal-y. I feel like kind of very heavy metal, just.
Yeah, heavy thrash metal. Yeah, mashup, but with kind of aggressive. In a way, lyrics, you know, it's the metal inquisition is that if you're not a metalhead, you're gonna be executed by guillotine.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it was kind of funny because before you sent the album cover, we sent a couple of memes. So me and Håkon didn't understand that this was a suggestion to a album we could hear. So you had to send it again, like this was an actual suggestion.
Yeah, it wasn't just another meme.
Yeah. So if there's no humor involved, it would be weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's what I've only lately kind of dug more into the band. I heard that record a couple of years ago and it kind of, yeah, it was cool, but I didn't listen more to it until recently, and I picked it up again and got more into it and kind of read a bit about the band and was how I remember it from the Wikipedia article and some other sources. It was actually not a band, it was a project that put together by a record label, because this was the album came in 85, I believe. So that was when, you know, Metallica were starting to get really big, and a lot of the thrash metal stuff, and yeah, so I guess it was a record label that saw all of those things and want to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
So I guess all the members were kind of hired guns, or yeah, most of them at least, and there were like two people writing the music. But yeah. It was all orchestrated by organized by the label. To make bucks of the new thing.
Yeah. It says that they didn't play from 89 to 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were kind of like, get some money, and then realized later they could still get some money.
Yeah, but are you, if I'm not wrong, it was, you know, I guess when you do it like that, it's the record label that owns the name and everything. So if the record label doesn't want anymore, doesn't have the funds or whatever, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So you have to do the Abbath or the Children of Bodom thing and use slightly another name, you know. So I think that when they have been playing live like a couple of years ago, and then it was added some I don't remember the name, but there was added some, the evil pile driver or something
the
like
exalted
that.
Exalted pile driver.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
So
it seems like it would be good for good live music. It's not
probably better live actually.
Pay attention to. So it would be good live.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of the vocalist guy?
Yeah.
In recent years or in the live.
Yeah, he's really charming.
Yeah, it's I couldn't help to think about the Norwegian band called Urgehall.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, black metal band, kind of punkish black metal, something like that. They have one of their members uses a similar mask, with a kind of sado looking things with long spikes on it. So I was kind of wondering if he was inspired from Pile Driver to have such a mask.
Might be. I haven't seen a picture of Urgehall.
It's the it's the same thing in a way.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, if you just search for Urgehall with pictures, you see the thing. It's not the same, but it might come from there, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's not
It's might as well be a Slipknot or whatever. It's
yeah, by chance too. Mm. It's just yeah, whatever.
Hmm. I wouldn't hug that guy
more than once.
No, yeah, maybe once, and then maybe. Then I don't have to hug anyone one more
ever again.
Could get your ear pierced at the same time.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Mm. Or your nose, maybe. But yeah, the album was kind of old school and dirty in the sound.
Yeah, it was very similar sounding all of it. It makes sense that you say it was a studio project or label project more than a band, as it's very all the songs are quite similar.
Yeah,
in a way.
So, what do you think about the cover, Håkon?
Yeah, it's quite funny that he is holding a guitar like a jackhammer.
A flying V.
Flying V. Trying to drill a hole in his... What is...
He's a poser, I guess.
Poser, yeah. I suppose. Yeah, it's... As you say, it's weird if there's no humor involved with that kind of cover, with that kind of pose. With
yeah, because it's the kind of character rising that you see here is the pie. I don't know if that guy is like named Pile Driver
the singer was Pile Driver, wasn't it?
Okay, yeah, because then he is the Pile Driver dude is.
Pile driving.
How I interpret the cover is kind of this: the youngster on the floor there isn't metal enough.
Yeah.
So he's doing the metal inquisition thing on him with a flying V jackhammer on his head.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's It's
it's quite funny.
It's
nothing to
it's
add
yeah.
here.
Yeah, what can you say?
I wish they would do Pile Driver us in the Sex Position Pile Driver. That would have been a
what's that
cover.
Please tell me.
Nah, that's
illustrate.
Google search for you guys.
My dad wouldn't like that to find that in my search
to be pile drived
history. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I me and Henrik usually spin off in the drum talk, but I'm gonna do just one quick here. the that's not often you see Ludwig double bass drums.
Isn't it?
Isn't it very 80s though, Ludwig?
No, it's timeless, but not often double bass kits. I tend to see, it's more like rock, old style rockish or something. Yeah, more cleaner bands sounds that use Ludwig often. But yeah. And it seems like is it 24?
Yeah, it's big bass drums, so probably 24. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind a Ludwig with two bass drums.
Not at all. Not me neither at all. But it's not often you see it because metal drummers often use other brands.
Yeah, that
is my impression at least.
Yeah, it's a lot of, blues and jazz and rock drummers that with smaller kits that uses Ludwig. But it is timeless.
Absolutely.
Especially in white.
Drums. No, we won't rabble about drums for a while.
Yeah. The bass of the record is very...
It's big.
Normal.
No, but the bass did... you heard it pretty well.
Yeah. It's,
throughout it's, the album. But I guess maybe it was because the guitars were... Playing
scooped,
a bit,
I don't know.
Bit more up the neck while the bass was big and boomy.
So, but it was very standard heavy metal bass playing as well as guitar and drums.
Yeah.
And it's very, the sound that you hear from a lot of 80s bands is a. It's a kind of the same thing with like Master of Puppets, even though that's more produced than this. It's a lot of middle tone. It's like, what do you call it in Norwegian? I guess we would say it's like loddent. It sounds
muddy.
A bit like a wool, what's it called? Tappe.
Rug.
Yeah, a woolen rug is placed over your speaker. Yeah, blanket. Over your speaker.
but yeah, it's a bit muddy.
Yeah, and muddy and yeah.
But yeah, I thought that, I listened to the album on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it might be better on vinyl. I'm not sure.
Probably, everything but probably better. Not a different world, I would guess.
No.
That's but I on YouTube there's did you listen to the version that I sent you or
yes
yeah because there's a lot some different versions there and some of them are really lo-fi.
Then I might have listened to the lo-fi actually.
Oh, you wanted the Dark Throne edition.
the true edition.
Yeah,
Trude Drevland edition.
That's a joke for Norwegians.
That's a joke for my Colombian friends.
She's on the right side of politics. We have Colombian friends.
the songs were, as we've said, I agree with that. Some of them are more trashy and some are heavy metal. It's a lot of...
Yeah.
How should I say it? Creative titles.
Yeah.
Sodomize the Dead and Alien Rape and...
Sex with Satan or
sex
whatever.
With sex Satan. With Satan.
Yeah.
But after hearing the album, I'm just barely listened to it like... 1.5 times or so, and my favorite song is probably Witch Hunt this far, as at least.
Yes, it's a bit more groovy,
yeah,
down tempo and
I felt
that's a downer for me actually.
Really.
It's not very trashy though. It's very heavy metal or doomy.
I'm going on a witch hunt.
Yeah.
And
what's your favorite song, Simon?
The thing that fascinates me about this band and this record is that it's so fucking 80s. And mm-hmm. it's kind of trashy and raw. And it's the dorkiness and the, you know, the lyrics and everything that's just, you don't know if you're going to laugh or you're going to headbang, you know.
Yeah.
It throws you for a loop in that weird way. Is this kindergarten lyrics or is it serious? Or you
it's
never
not very far from kindergarten lyrics.
No.
If you're not a metalhead, you might as well be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the Metal Inquisition. And that's what's happening on the cover, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are quite standard, all of it. Not very innovative in any way.
Oh, but it's cool. It's cool. You should give it a listen.
One more listen.
Yeah. At least that's you know, maybe not the whole album, but some of the songs are really good, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, when I was listening through it, I thought that some of it is cool, but I might not put the record on myself. Mm. But if somebody else had put it on, and you know, I wouldn't mind.
I would go to a live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, just one bear. Just one. Just one bear.